Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I gotta be honest with you. I watched some golf, right? I'm not gonna deny I watched some golf. But I watched way more World Cup. You can't even compare the two. I mean, it's night and day. Like, I mean, the World Cup just absolutely kicked the U.S. Open right in the onions. I mean, right? Am I wrong? It was fantastic. And that listening to these guys complain about the golf course that they do every single year at the U.S. Open, they always complain. I am so tired of these guys blaming the fans and complaining about the golf courses. You know what it is? I've said this many times, I'll be clear. They were raised as spoiled little brats on country club yard. You know what I mean? Like just in the lines of the rich people, and they are spoon-fed, these little brats, from the time they are able to put on shoes and play golf and swing a golf club. They are gift-wrapped, everything on a silver platter without saying thank you, right? And then they finally become golf pros, and they never change. I mean, I know half of these guys, and they're as stuck up as anyone you ever met in your life. Am I wrong? I mean, do these guys not rub you the wrong way at some point or another? Like, when they cry about the golf course, it is so funny to me. When they are brought down to earth or brought to their knees by a golf course, and I got to listen to them complain about it, is the absolute funniest thing ever. When you shoot 25 under par every week the whole year at all of these cheesy-ass golf courses you play at and win all this money, they win hundreds of millions of dollars, right, in their career if you're top 100. If you're top 100, you're going to make $100 million, right? Am I wrong? And then you spend, well, at least three times a year. I mean, the Masters, they don't complain. They're just glad they're there, right? But they always complain at these other ones. The British. Isn't the British coming up next?
Yes.
But
mid-July.
You don't hear the Europeans complaining about the British course.
Never.
It's the Americans that complain. And they are a bunch of whining crybabies when it comes to these tough courses. They cry every time. And it is unbelievable to me. You just want to beat their ass, don't you? Like, I just want to punch them in the face. I'm like, dude, come on. You're such a wuss. Just shut up and play. Have you ever seen anything more annoying than a bunch of millionaire golfers complaining about the golf course as they're playing for a major championship? What do they want, it gift-wrapped? What do they want, it handed to them? They want to be 12 under par? I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. I mean, one guy, you didn't see the guy that won it complaining, did you?
I don't know what was worse. The guys complaining about how hard it was, and I think Saturday was their issue. Saturday seemed to be a really tough day for the guys out there. But what I thought was worse was the nonstop overanalyzation of Phil Mickelson walking past that ball and knocking it back the other way. You would have thought that this guy picked up his ball in the fairway and overhanded it over to the green with the way they went on about it.
What did you think about what he did?
I didn't care because it was insignificant in what was going on in the tournament. He was taking advantage of a rule in the book. That ball would have flew, and he probably would have took him four shots to get back.
What was the rule?
Well, basically,
explain it to me.
When you hit the ball, when you hit the ball when it's moving like that,
right,
without letting it set, it's a two-stroke penalty.
Right.
Okay? So he
did better by doing that than going to hit four shots.
You can make that case, and that's why people say that he disrespected the game and should have been disqualified.
And he said, what did he say? He said, I should be disqualified if I cheated? And he wants to be disqualified.
Something around.
And then what? His wife got involved. How did he not get disqualified?
They didn't disqualify because they're not going to not have Phil Mickelson play Sunday at the U.S. Open. That's why.
Didn't he do terribly?
He was terrible, and that's the other reason. Who cares? He was like 12 over par at the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.